Fairshare Urban Growers is hosting a series of workshops. The Urban Cultivator Series meets at the Glenwood Recreation Center on 3rd Street each Monday from 6 to 9 p.m. I met with organizers to learn more about urban farming and the workshops. Cloudy skies and a hint of rain in the air didn't slow down workers at Crabtree Farms, where I met up with Joel Hauser. We were joined by Brenda Trigg to discuss farming in the city and how this new series of workshops came together.
The Urban Cultivators program is a program that's designed to be a workshop series for urban gardening. It's for urban food cultivation. It really stems from years and years of doing workshops and working with gardens in the inner city. We realized through doing those individual workshops that there was interest and need for more knowledge, because you can't really teach how to garden in one class. It would be great if you could, but you can't. So we put together this 12 workshop series that is going to cover topics from composting to vegetable cultivation and rain barrel irrigation issues and things like that, just to really address the needs that are specific to growing food in the city.
Brenda Trigg works with Fairshare Urban Growers. She is working with several organizations to put the Urban Cultivators workshops together.
We're the new folks in town, basically. We're a little nonprofit that's been here less than 2 years. Our focus is similar to Crabtree Farms, except that it's a little bit narrower. We're focusing on the inner city, mostly folks that really need to garden as a way to boost their family income, maybe even a way to create some jobs for young people as we go forward, but producing food within the city to meet the food needs of people in the city. Chattanooga, as you know, has some pretty serious food desert issues. Someone who doesn't have easy access to fresh food, so your grocery store is more than a mile away. There are large tracts of land that fit that description, the west side, most of the south side, East Lake all the way up to East Chattanooga, Amicola, downtown. Really, lots of areas have problems with access to fresh food.
The speakers for the workshops are local experts, very familiar with farming techniques in the Tennessee Valley.
Crabtree Farms obviously has some experts in this field. The Master Gardener Program has experts in other topics. Fairshare Urban Growers also will be providing some of the speakers. We've tried to choose people that have both book knowledge as well as hands-on experiential knowledge in their fields. We want this to be a very learner-friendly kind of thing. So it's not just a lecture, dry, here's the information you need to know, here's your notebook, thank you very much. This is much more interactive. It's geared toward people who maybe haven't grown before. Whenever possible, we're going to be using a lot of interactive methods. There will be some lecture, but lots of question and answer back and forth, interactive. For example, in the session about designing your garden, how to place your beds or place your plants within the bed, there will be a talk about the guidelines for doing that, but then maybe they'll get into groups to actually work on a project themselves. So we're trying to introduce as much of that hands-on as we can.
Many of the soon-to-be urban farmers may not even have land to plant their fruits and vegetables. Will the workshops address alternatives?
Because we are talking about doing this in the inner city and the conditions here are not a farm condition, we're factoring that into the way we teach the class. So it is all about how to grow food with what you've got. Fairshare does some gardening on an asphalt parking lot, and we'll show people how to do that if they want to do it in their driveway. Raised bed gardening, container gardening, maybe straw bale gardening on a pallet, on the walls. There are so many innovative ways that you can do this in small spaces or spaces that don't have a lot of light. Chattanooga is pretty famous for having poor quality soil because of all the industry here. So that's something that we want to make sure that people know about, and we want to gear the classes that way so that there are plenty of other options.
There's no charge for participants in the first Urban Cultivators workshops. Hauser helps explain how this is funded and the partnerships involved.
Ultimately, the money for this program is coming from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and that's going through Step One, who is the Hamilton County Health Department, and they work on nutrition as well as activity programs. This really falls in line with their goals. They have sponsored a number of community gardens in the past few years that have received funding from Step One. And so this is just kind of a natural extension of that. And in return, we're designing this program for Chattanooga, but what we're going to give Robert Wood Johnson is a program that they can replicate in other cities. And so we really want to see this have a broader scope than just our urban core.
Fresh foods added to family meals, along with the pride of growing them yourself, is amazing. But there are many more benefits from gardening.
Obviously, the access to good, fresh, healthy food is paramount, and that's really the biggest benefit, I think. But also, we're going to have more activity, people gardening. Gardening is work. We don't want to tell them that before they start their garden, but it is work. And, you know, you have more eyes on the streets, so it builds community. You know, the activity, the access to fresh food, the encouragement to eat fresh food. We see it out here all the time when somebody doesn't want to try a cherry tomato, and then later, you can have them pick a cherry tomato, then they eat that cherry tomato, and from then on they like cherry tomatoes. And so we really want to see that same thing translate throughout the participants' lives to where all of a sudden vegetables aren't just something else on the plate, they're good food.
And for families who don't have easy access to grocery stores, it's very possible that this is some of the only fresh food that they would have on a regular basis. And we're talking about neighborhoods where the incidences of heart disease and diabetes and stroke, high blood pressure are really huge.
The Urban Cultivators Workshops begin August 26th and continue through November 25th. Late fall is really not the time of year I would think about gardening.
Yeah, and the time we think about gardening is when spring springs and we hear birds and it's fun to be outside after the winter. But really, you have to think about it months beforehand, especially if this is a new garden, if there's any kind of infrastructure that needs to be built, if it's a community garden. These all need to be kind of planned out, materials gathered and built a long time in advance. Also, just planning what's going to be in your garden and thinking about the seeds that you want to grow, going through seed catalogs, all of that is winter work, and it's a lot of fun. It keeps you going through the winter to think about all the vegetables you're going to grow and the new varieties you're going to try. Once it's springtime, you don't have time to plan, you don't have time to build, and the season just kind of runs away from you. So really, it's not when people are thinking about gardening, but it's when we should be thinking about gardening. And so hopefully we can give them all this background, and then they can take what they need through the next season and have a successful garden next year.
This is the first time the Urban Cultivators Workshops are offered in Chattanooga, and Fair Share hopes this is just the beginning.
Well, the class is free this time, and we have had a great response so far, and our class is almost full, and we're ready to go. But we know from the conversations that we've had with folks that there are many more people out there that might be interested in moving forward. We see this as part of a much bigger movement in Chattanooga that's building up steam and that sort of thing, and so surely we would like to find some way to continue the classes on into next year and the year after. There might be funding available from local or outside funders. We're going to take a look at that, and surely someone would like to fund us going forward with this.
What can the participants expect from the workshops?
We're going to start with a real basic about why are we here, what do we hope to get out of the class. We'll talk about the first main building block of gardening, and that's your soil. So the first couple of classes are going to be how do you make really great soil, and then we'll talk about building good compost. We'll probably have somebody talking a little bit about worm composting and how to add that into your garden if you're so inclined. How to plan out your garden, either where to put your beds, how to decide where it goes, and then once you've got your beds, how to decide what plants go in it, what goes nicely next to each other, that sort of thing, how to decide what to grow. And then just some general things on how you grow vegetables, how you grow herbs, how you grow fruit trees and berries. We will, of course, be talking about pests and diseases because that's always a part of the biggest thing, I think, that trips people up. We'll talk about irrigation and build some rain barrels as we go. We'll have a cooking class. What do you do with all of this stuff that's coming out of your garden? How can you put it up, freeze, can? And then for those who are going to go on to participate in a community garden, we'll be talking a lot more specifically about how do you get a group of people together and how do you plan a community garden? What are the steps that you take? We hope that they will be really well prepared to start their garden by the end of the sessions.
One of the things that we're really going to encourage people to do after completing this class is to take it to their communities. And so we want the participants to do a certain number of community service hours that are related to gardening in their communities. What we want to do is we just want to see these people go and take the knowledge that they've learned and teach other people. And the best way to do that is by creating examples, by working one-on-one or working one with a group, but really just keeping the conversation going, because that's really what the important thing is just keeping that conversation going. And once, you know, gardens, they kind of grow like weeds, and once somebody has one, then other people are interested in growing them. And we just really want to see that take over our urban core.
The Urban Cultivators Workshop Series begins this evening at the Glenwood Recreation Center and will continue each Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. through mid-November. Follow the link from the Around and About blog at wutc.org or call Britta Trigg at 786-202-3686 to learn more. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.